In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a five-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous, you've made a difference in your community, you've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone, get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. Whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Fusion.
Amplifying truth
and pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. We've got a big show, big hour straight ahead. Ari Zolden will update us on the latest on the tech front. Margo Cleveland with what it may mean that the Supreme Court rejected the election integrity case from Pennsylvania. Curtis Sliwa on the mayor's race here in New York. And we start with Merrick Garland's confirmation and Annie McCarthy.
Binge thinking.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he's playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Information the department has now. I don't know enough about the facts of the example you're talking about, but I honestly don't know what happened with the nursing homes.
I don't know. That was one of the montages from the Merrick Garland confirmation hearings yesterday. And the interesting thing about this is that he needs to know. It's his job as kind of the nation's top lawyer, top cop, if you will, to be in the know on what exactly they should be doing. In essence, he is the nation's top prosecutor. How do you enforce law that you don't seem to understand? And to think about this for a second, he was within a heart's beat of becoming a Supreme Court justice for the rest of his life only a few years ago. Here to discuss is a former prosecutor himself and Andy McCarthy, who we always appreciate his insights from. You can read him in the National Review and, of course, see him all over cable news. Andrew, welcome back. Good to have you. Happy 2021 if we haven't spoken, though I think we have sometime in the last month. The Twitter universe went kind of crazy last night when he basically more or less admitted that he doesn't know what a law is as it pertains to someone coming across our borders illegally. You've watched, I'm sure, or at least have had some report on how he's performed in his confirmation. How are you grading what you're seeing?
Well, you know, look, Kevin, I think that Merrick Garland was one of the top Justice Department officials in the Clinton administration. There was he was at the very upper crust of DOJ at the time that we were dealing with counterterrorism and all the attendant challenges to it, which include immigration challenges, obviously. He's a very smart guy. There's nothing that is involved in law enforcement that is above him. But I think that what he's doing is playing the usual game that a lot of appointees play during their nomination hearings, and that you particularly get when you have a progressive administration, which is there's a lot of policy of Biden's that runs counter to good law enforcement and to the Constitution. And what he's basically saying is that because he hasn't been in the Justice Department, he hasn't been read into these different enforcement issues, and he'll have to become the attorney general in order to get that expertise. And therefore, he dodges having to explain, you know, the laxity in border enforcement. I thought the biggest thing was the difference between equity and equality. The Tom Cotton, the senator from Arkansas, tried to press him on the Biden administration's equity policies, which, if you look at them, are radically different from the constitutional principle of equal protection under the law. And Garland basically said the way he understood it, there was really no difference between the two terms. And in fact, there's a world of difference.
Well, let's pause there for a second for the sake of my listenership, because I love to help them be more educated. What are the differences as you can define them?
Well, very simply, what the Constitution guarantees is that we have equality of opportunity, which means that the government can't put restrictions on our enjoyment of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness based on racial and other invidious categorical distinctions. Whereas equity, even though they tell you that it's so, just this idea of being fair and impartial, what they claim under the guise of equity is a license to rectify what they regard as systemic racism and historic discrimination by discriminating, because what they're trying to guarantee is not equal opportunity, but equal results, which is a very different thing and can't be achieved unless you discriminate. So the two things are actually polar opposites, but they're counting on the fact that most people aren't tuned into this, and equity and equality sound an awful lot alike, so they must be similar, right? And, you know, so it goes. But in the meantime, it's a radical difference. And
yeah,
Cotton tried to press Garland on it and didn't get far.
Well, and you're not going to when the answer is the standard answer is I don't know. Andy, you have been a prosecutor. You've run the prosecutor's office. You've seen what it requires to have a law and order society. What does this kind of testimony before the committee, and I'm sure he's going to be confirmed, what does it give you pause about what the Justice Department is going to become?
Well, Biden gives me pause. You know, no matter what attorney general you get in the Biden administration, they're going to be carrying out Biden policy. So I think that we're fortunate that he picked someone like Merrick Garland, who is actually a good prosecutor and a reasonable guy. He's a left-to-center guy, but he's very moderate compared to some of the people that he could have picked, like in the mold of Kamala Harris. So I'm happy with Merrick Garland because I know what it could have been. But at the same time, I don't have any illusions, Kevin. We're going to get Biden's policies. And the thing is, it's like equity and equality. It sounds like there's no difference, but the fact of the matter is you can have equality of opportunity or you can have Biden's equity. You can't have both. You can have border enforcement or Biden's immigration policies. You can't have both. You can have sound policing, or you can have Biden's idea of community policing. You can't have both. And unfortunately, the American people voted for Biden, and they're going to get Biden good and hard, I'm afraid.
How much does that trickle down to the local districts, though? You know, in a more conservative state that wants to have more rigid police enforcement, to what degree does this have a practical impact, say, on Main Street, you know, Montana or Wyoming or somewhere like that?
Yeah, it's a really significant impact, Kevin, because what they do is they use a vehicle that's in the civil rights laws that allows the Justice Department to sue municipalities or states and their police officials under what's known as a pattern or practice lawsuit, where they go in and allege that the, you know, the police department is acting under a pattern or practice of violating civil rights in some way or another. And what ends up happening is the Justice Department has a $30 billion budget that the Congress has given them, and these municipalities can't afford to litigate with the Justice Department. It's prohibitively expensive. So what invariably happens is they end up settling. And when you settle with the Justice Department, you get a consent decree and agree to a Washington monitor. And the next thing you know, your police department's being remade in the image of Obama policing.
Wow. As if we don't have enough problems with the kind of unenforced laws that were kind of ignored with the riots and so forth last year, you know, in a relatively pro-police environment. We heard a lot in the election, Andrew, about, well, we're out of time. I've got so many other things I want to talk to you about, but we'll have to have you back to do that. Long story short, friends, we've got to be vigilant. We've got to make sure that those that we elect do the things that we expect them to do. And if you are as concerned about what Mr. McCarthy just explained to all of us, we need to keep that in mind. We need to let that burr just nestle into our gut for the next 2 years and remember it when we go to the voting poll, voting booth in 2022. Andrew, always appreciate your help. Thank you for being with us today.
Thanks, Kevin.
All right. Kevin McCullough, we've got a big hour yet ahead. Curtis Sliwa is running for mayor of New York City, and he joins me to explain why. When we continue a little bit later, a check of technology breaking news as well. Ari Zolden back with us. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Don't go anywhere. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to talk to you about something that's super important in this day of COVID, viruses, colds, cold weather, etc. There's no more vulnerable time of getting sick than right now in the calendar year. You know that because you've battled the sniffles and the snuffles. You need to move on from that and have a boosted immune system that helps you have a fighting chance. And there's scientific proof that shows that when you give your body the chemistry that it needs, the chemistry that's found in the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you're going to give it a fighting chance like no other. Because when you take 31 fruits and vegetables and you combine all of that nutritional chemistry and you put it in your body, you're doing what God designed it to do, to help protect you from disease. Call right now. Get 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies and free shipping. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com or dial 800-246-8751. And make sure to receive the best radio offer by using the discount code KMC. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a five-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous. You've made a difference in your community. You've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone. Get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. Whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641.
Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. You know, every day we talk about things that pertain to the top stories of the day, but sometimes we've got to get a little bit deeper than the front page to really understand what's going on. I don't think there's anywhere where that's more clear than what life is like for those living in New York City right now. The last year has been basically a decimating of their lives on many different fronts. And to have things change, sometimes you've got to change the leaders that are involved in making the decisions. And that is what my next guest hopes to do. He is now the officially endorsed Republican candidate, the Staten Island Republican Party endorsing him this past weekend for the office of mayor in the election of 2021 this year. Some will know him as a former talent with Salem Media here in New York. He is, of course, still heard on 77 WABC here in New York City. But he is a good friend and often appears with me on the John Catsimatidis program on Wednesday evenings on the TriCast, as we call it, across three great radio stations across the tri-state area. Curtis Sliwa is his name. Curtis, welcome back to Kevin McCullough. It's good to have you.
Oh, my pleasure. As I span my hands across the trifecta of our broadcasts on Wednesday nights, great to be talking to you again.
Yeah. Curtis, why are you running for mayor? What is it about the city right now that's giving you this motivation to do this?
The city's destroyed. This mayor, I call him Comrade Bill de Blasio, the part-time mayor, the dope from Park Slope, has single-handedly, with the help of Andrew Evilize Cuomo, just stomped on this city, stomped the life out of it, the economic lifeblood. They have allowed crime to sort of reach levels that we haven't seen since I started the Guardian Angels 42 years ago up in the Bronx. And they have added insult to injury by impaling the police, who are no longer proactive. They now have to be reactive. And criminals have a license to steal, to loot, to rape, to rob, to shoot, and they do nothing at all to try to amend that from taking place. So that's why, when you think of all the Democrats who have announced that they have intentions of being the next mayor over my dead body, because none of them are talking about refunding the police, none of them are talking about law and order, none of them are talking about zero tolerance or quality of life. And that's what I've lived for 42 years as a leader of the Guardian Angels.
Yeah. Well, by the way, congratulations on that anniversary. I know it just recently passed, and you've certainly done your share to protect this city that we all love. Curtis, talk to me about the ingredients that you see in what in how the city was dismantled, and what is your action plan, if elected, to put it back together?
Well, first off, Kevin, you listen to some of these other candidates for mayor, they talk about as if they had a printing press at City Hall, and they could just print money like our federal government does, raise the debt ceiling, raise the deficit ceiling. And whether it's Yang and his gang or any of the others, they want to give money away, even though we're on the precipice of fiscal dissolvement, bankruptcy. And they're talking about giving money away, money we don't have. Now, unlike the federal government, where both now the Democrats and Republicans think nothing about ruining the future for our children and children's children, because somebody has to pay off this debt. The municipal budget, a state budget, a county budget must be balanced. So for them to actually go out and talk about how they're going to give away money that they don't have, defund the police, but increase the budgets for other social service agencies is absolutely outrageous. What we got to try to do is keep the police department from bleeding out of its fiscal resources, because ever since they defunded the police by $1 billion, the units that were in the front lines, whether it's street crime or the homeless unit or the unit that is assigned to following these demonstrations, which at times leads to rioting and looting, they've neutered them, they've eliminated them. They have to be put back into place if we stand a chance of trying to normalize the streets and subways of New York City.
Yeah. We're speaking with Curtis Sliwa, a longtime radio voice, recognizable icon of New York, with his red sateen jacket and, of course, the red beret. And you can see the guardian angels oftentimes just out protecting New York City in a variety of capacities. Curtis, so I talk to a lot faith-based and people that live below the poverty line. They live in the projects in Queens and Brooklyn, and they are very concerned that there is an element of takeover of their city that the elected Democratic leaders don't seem to be very concerned about, and they've never voted for a Republican. Why should urban families who have a distrust of the Republican Party look at Curtis Sliwa as a mayoral candidate and say he's someone who really gets what I'm going through?
Well, number one, Kevin, previously many of the Republican candidates for mayor here and other offices in our urban area of New York City have not gone in there because they felt it was just it was a waste of their time and resource. I have spent most of my life in those areas.
Mm-hmm.
Going into areas where the only Republican these people have ever seen is Abraham Lincoln on a $5 bill. So you have to establish a contact with them. You have to get them to understand that this is about self-help. And not just crime and law and order, but in the schools. It can all relate to that. The public school system is failing them. They're not issuing enough other licenses to open up more charter schools. They're not talking about vouchers and tuition tax credits for existing parochial schools so that families have choice, because we all recognize that if you're poor and impoverished, that's the route out, is education, the opportunity to pick yourself up, to get involved in being able to think for yourself, process information for yourself, read and write. And what I've always said, Kevin, it no matter how complicated the curriculum gets with Common Core and all these other wrinkles, which I just think is a waste of time, just get back to the basics. I call it the four R's: reading, writing, arithmetic, and the most important R, respect. And the respect factor is missing from many of the public schools. You see it in the charter schools. You see it in the parochial schools. And let's face it, in many instances, it's the same children. So why is it the parochial schools and the charter schools are getting better results? It starts with respect and the control in the classroom the teachers have that many of them do not have when they're in public school atmosphere.
Curtis, if people want to get involved in the campaign, and there's a long way to go, how can they connect with you?
Well, right now we have just announced. So the best way is just go to guardianangels.org. You can see everything we've done in 42 years. Just shoot me an email, and I'll definitely get back to you. But, hey, we're out to save our city, and Curtis Sliwa is going to do that as mayor in 2021.
All right. Curtis, thanks for your time today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Kevin. Anytime.
All right. GuardianAngels.org for more info. And you hear the passion, the heart, why he wants to help. GuardianAngels.org. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to myburna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. Myburna.com. That's MYBYRNA.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous. You've made a difference in your community. You've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone. Get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. Whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to talk to you about something that's super important in this day of COVID, viruses, colds, cold weather, etc. There's no more vulnerable time of getting sick than right now in the calendar year. You know that because you've battled the sniffles and the snuffles. You need to move on from that and have a boosted immune system that helps you have a fighting chance. And there's scientific proof that shows that when you give your body the chemistry that it needs, the chemistry that's found in the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you're going to give it a fighting chance like no other. Because when you take 31 fruits and vegetables and you combine all of that nutritional chemistry and you put it in your body, you're doing what God designed it to do, to help protect you from disease. Call right now. Get 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies and free shipping. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com or dial 800-246-8751. And make sure to receive the best radio offer by using the discount code KMC.
Libertarian or conservative? How about a take on government that's just chock full of common sense? Kristen B. Tate gives her take exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
The level coming down really, really very low. I want it to keep going down to a baseline that's so low that there's virtually no threat, or not no, it'll never be zero, but a minimal threat that you will be exposed to someone who is infected.
Well, that may sound very laudable. That's Anthony Fauci. But it's just another mixed message that's not really based on science. And this is the problem. You have major medical people coming out this week saying we're going to achieve herd immunity by April. We are way ahead of schedule. The vaccine's doing better than we anticipated. You've got massive amounts of, underreported infection antibodies that have been developed in the population. And you've got literally the potential to see herd immunity levels by April. That's what several top medical people are now saying. But that's not good enough. Fauci wants you to wear that mask until, as you just heard him say, it's at an ultimately minimal level. We don't need that. We need people to be made strong against this, and then we need to boost immune systems. But this plays into an entire lengthy history of everything that is not science being made to be science when it's convenient and then flipping the position on it when it's not. Here to discuss is Kristen B. Tate. We usually talk to her on Wednesdays, but because of some of the scheduling of some of the people this week, we're talking to her today and grateful for her time with us. Actually, she and Carol Markowitz are switching spots. So Carol will be on tomorrow when Kristen would normally be on. Kristen, it's good to have you here. Thanks for being here.
Always great to be with you, Kev.
I saw an article today that was ripping the leadership on school openings nationwide because, in essence, everything that Biden is now saying about reopening schools and why they can't be done runs directly counter to the science that the same people that I'm talking about, you know, herd immunity in April, et cetera, that everyone is pointing to. The science is going one direction, but our politicians are going in the opposite direction. What's your reaction to that?
The only plausible explanation at this point is control. You know, these people want control, and they're using the pandemic as an excuse to exert a terrifying level of control over all of our lives and trample on our liberties. And what's really scary, Kevin, is a lot of people in this country seem fine with that. Not only fine with it, they seem happy with it, and they want more of it. It's something that should terrify all of us. And, you know, in the beginning of the pandemic, I was open to the lockdowns, the masks. You know, I gave these people the benefit of the doubt because, you know, we didn't know much about the virus. But now we do. We know it's a not very lethal virus to people under the age of 50 or 60. And yet, even as vaccines are going into the arms of people, you have these quote-unquote experts telling us we still can't leave our houses, we still can't send our kids to school, we still can't operate our businesses. So what's it going to take to get back to normal? It seems like there's no answer to that with these people. They just want to control us. And it's a very slow and terrifying incremental march towards an authoritarian police state.
Well, and what we saw this last week was, you know, school boards accusing people of, you know, just wanting free babysitting for the parents that, you know, have jobs to go to. And even when someone like Tim Carney writes an op-ed for The New York Times and says, well, wait a second, this is that we're just following the science here. The science says that school is good for kids, that teachers teach better and students learn better when it's all done in person. And what does he get? He gets a slap back on Twitter that says, oh, look, a dad of six has spoken. In other words, because you're a parent, you don't you're considered not that all invested in your kids' education, and your opinion doesn't matter in terms of what's good for the kids. I mean, and I feel like that on some levels, Kristen, we're talking about not just unelected officials like Anthony Fauci, who's been on opposite ends of every issue. He's been for masks and against them, and for vaccines and against them, and for reopenings and against them, all, you know, on one side or the other at some point in time in the last year. But now you've got teachers unions that are trying to go state by state and try to flex in a way where they want these parents to basically just sit down and shut up. And I don't see a Biden administration being very tough on those teachers unions.
Of course not, because the teachers unions are big political donors to the left. But you know what? The bright side with this teachers unions nonsense is that many Americans who did not previously realize what a joke the public school systems were now understand how politicized and, you know, just corrupt these unions are and the school systems at large are. And that's why we're seeing record numbers of parents pull their kids out of these failing public schools and turn towards other options like private schools. And I know that's something that not every parent can afford to do, but I'm glad that the teachers unions are being unmasked for the political hacks that they are. And frankly, Kevin, I think if the schools won't reopen, even when the data says it's safe to do so, they should be defunded and parents should receive their tax money back so that they can arrange their own education for their own children.
I think
that's a pipe dream. It's never going to happen.
No, but
that's
in essence
what people should demand.
That's in essence vouchers, and absolutely. And you know who supports that? Our nation's inner cities. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, stay with us. Kristen, thanks for being here. Carol will be in for Kristen tomorrow. And Carol actually has been one of these that's written about this. In fact, she said today on Twitter, if you don't think that the schools are going to be open this September, you're probably right. We'll ask her about that and follow up with it tomorrow. Kevin McCullough, coming right back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I want to talk to you about something that's super important in this day of COVID, viruses, colds, cold weather, etc. There's no more vulnerable time of getting sick than right now in the calendar year. You know that because you've battled the sniffles and the snuffles. You need to move on from that and have a boosted immune system that helps you have a fighting chance. And there's scientific proof that shows that when you give your body the chemistry that it needs, the chemistry that's found in the balance of nature, fruits and veggies, that you're going to give it a fighting chance like no other. Because when you take 31 fruits and vegetables and you combine all of that nutritional chemistry and you put it in your body, you're doing what God designed it to do, to help protect you from disease. Call right now. Get 35% off any new preferred order of fruits and veggies and free shipping. 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. You can also go to balanceofnature.com or dial 800-246-8751. And make sure to receive the best radio offer by using the discount code KMC. In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68-caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous. You've made a difference in your community. You've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone. Get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. Whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641.
Everywhere I go, oh, oh, I say use it all, oh, oh, always on my road, I'm still New York.
Breaking news on the trending technology you need and can't live without. Ari Zeldin of Quantum Media Group, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, it is Tuesday. I like to take a look at what's going on technology-wise in the news, at least. And there is a rather big story I want to talk with Ari Zeldin about, the head of Quantum Media. He rejoins us. Ari, it looks like if people are watching business or technology, you often see Tesla and Elon Musk bantied about in the headlines. But there's something going on in the water there. What is happening? 4 straight days that they've had sell-offs, and this last one was big enough to plunge Elon Musk from number one to number two on the world's wealthiest list. What's going on?
Yeah, so frankly, I don't feel bad for him. You know, I don't.
Well, I didn't say I did. I'm just saying.
Yeah, all right, so he's not the number. He's the number. In all seriousness, though, this is a pretty big deal. The stock plunged over in the past couple of days about 13%, which leaves the stock price at about $619 now, and wiped off about $15 billion of its worth. So that's pretty substantial. And that came about because, if you remember, we spoke about last segment, he invested about $1.5 billion in Coin and Ether. And then he came out a while ago saying, you know, hey, I think it's a bit overvalued. And that kind of shook the markets after he invested $1.5 billion in that. So it's definitely rattled markets, rattled Tesla. And again, he took out $15 billion off of his net worth. So it was pretty substantial.
All right. You're breaking up just a little bit, Ari, but I think I got all of that. But here's my cynical kind of reaction to that. If he dumps $1.5 billion into Bitcoin, turns around and says, you know, it seems, you know, a bit high priced. Is this his way of opening up a lower price opportunity to maybe pick up some more at a discounted rate because of the inertia he created around the concern that the price was too high?
That's an excellent question. I don't know what was going on in his mind. You know, maybe he were, you know, maybe he did go in high and then he had second thoughts, which happens all the time. But I necessarily wouldn't share that with my shareholders right after the fact, because a guy like Musk can actually move the market. So maybe he should have, you know, maybe possibly thought about investing $1.5 billion into Bitcoin prior, but kind of interesting. I've never seen that dynamic before, where someone goes, takes a massive position. Again, shareholders own part of that money, right? So I was a little bit surprised that, you know, a day or two later, he went ahead and he said, hey, wait, you know, my investment market overall is probably inflated a bit. So again, because that, you know, the stock price really plunged 13%. So that's big news. That's big news, certainly in the market.
Yeah. Well, it's and see if you can get that phone a little bit closer to the base there, Ari. We're still having a little bit of trouble. But the issue there, I mean, they estimated that on the $1.5 billion buy into Bitcoin that he made about $1 billion off of that. So he had some room. If you think about it, he had some room to kind of maybe lose a little bit of ground on there. If he can drive it down to his if he can speculate publicly, get the price to drop, he could pick up, you know, another big swath of share of Bitcoin and, you know, still have money to be made. I'm not saying it was a wise thing to do for his own company, but I do wonder if there's another kind of game at play, because Elon does not seem to be the kind of guy that does things impulsively. So unless I'm reading him wrong.
Yeah, no, it's interesting. I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's also a bigger question to ask, Kevin, is, you know, if they're in the business producing you know, cars, why are they going ahead and why is he parking a big stash of cash into Bitcoin? We know now that the relationship, Tesla will be taking in Bitcoin to purchase some of the, for individuals to purchase some of their cars. But, you know, they're really kind of going off track a bit. So I'm interested to find out how this story plays out in the next couple of weeks.
All right. Well, we'll see where all that goes. It's going to be an interesting thing. But, you know, with he and the other big investment into Bitcoin over the last couple of weeks, or crypto at least, you've got a lot of interest in that sector that may not have been there otherwise. And I'm still thoroughly unconvinced. In fact, with what it looks like the spending bills are going to be coming out of Washington, I'm more inclined now than ever to just sock everything into gold and silver and just to hold on to it. Because
I agree with you, Kevin. I totally agree with you. And this, quite frankly, I think Bitcoin can go down, and my guess is it will, may go down as the greatest hype story this country has ever seen. It may be a bit of an exaggeration, but I do believe in terms of, you know, having this overplayed and the hype around it, I think it's dangerous. And quite frankly, I feel Tesla too is, and this is not just my opinion, but I do think Tesla is still valued quite substantially also. I think we're, yeah.
That could be the case. I don't particularly fault Musk for trying to have a stake in the crypto world, because people that are going to buy cars, the prices of which his company turns them out, they're already such big ticket items that those might be the very people that would prefer to pay with Bitcoin. And, you know, so I kind of get that. Yeah, we'll see where it all goes. None of the economic indicators, at least according to what I read and listen to on a regular basis, seem to be pointing in a direction where the average consumer should do anything remotely similar in nature. Hey, let me move to this other story. Google Maps is now going to let you pay for parking and transit without ever leaving the Google Map app. Ari, this is getting a little creepy to me. I've told you for years the robots are going to kill us, but I think it might not be robots. I think it might just be the Google app. I think the Google app's going to knife us all in our sleep.
It's going to be revenge of the apps, right? This is great innovation coming out of course, Google. You're going to be able to pay your parking ticket through an app embedded in Google that's layered on Google Maps. So it's some of the days where you have to run back to your car to be able to meter. Well, right. Well, now that's going to be going away, and you can now fill it remotely.
That's going to be crazy. Ari Zoldan, always appreciate your insights. Thank you for being with us.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. Kevin McCullough, coming right back.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. It's a brand new year and a perfect time for you to admit one important truth. You need a better immune system. You don't have to have a pandemic here to tell you that. You need to fight off the colds and the flus and all the other little things that want to just tear you apart. You know what my secret is? I haven't been sick in years. You know why? Because I take fruits and veggies from Balance of Nature. See, I know that I can't get 10 full servings of 31 fruits and vegetables unless I have like the largest produce section in all of America, and I don't. So I take my fruits and veggies, I stay healthy, I don't get the seasonal bronchitis, and I haven't thought one iota about COVID. Friends, you can do the same thing. You can live with confidence. Call today. Get 35% off and free shipping. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. You can also go online to balanceofnature.com. But whether you call 800-246-8751 or go online, make sure you use the discount code KMC. That's 800-246-8751.
In these troubling times, civil unrest, spiking crime rates, and restrictive gun laws put us all at risk. One feels unsafe just walking down the sidewalk. So what if there was a form of personal protection that did not require waiting periods, permits, or background checks? Small enough to carry concealed in a purse or a jacket, but powerful enough to stop an assailant. Introducing the Byrna HD, the non-lethal self-protection device that buys you valuable time in an unsafe situation. With a 5-round magazine, the Byrna HD fires the Byrna Max payload, a 68 caliber projectile loaded with pepper and tear gas irritant, disabling an assailant from being able to breathe freely or see clearly for up to several minutes. The CO2-powered launcher is accurate up to 60 feet. It's about the size of a 9mm and has a dual-handed safety valve. Ideal for men and women and safe for everyone, it's backed by a 60-day risk-free guarantee. Go to MyByrna.com for the latest discount, free gifts, and more. MyByrna.com. That's MyByrna.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO of MyPillow, he has been so grateful for all of the good things that you have done since you've started getting your best night's sleep. You've been more generous. You've made a difference in your community. You've even told more people about MyPillow. And there's no time when it's more important to get brand new, better sleep than at the beginning of the year. So set this New Year's resolution in stone. Get better sleep. Now, to help you with that, he is setting discounts on literally everything in the MyPillow warehouse. Whether it's the dog beds or the mattress topper, which is my favorite, or those awesome pillows that got it all started, you're going to get unparalleled discounts when you go on MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listeners Specials. For example, Mike will give you a good deal on those Giza Dream Sheets. You've never slept in anything that felt so good. They all come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee, so go now. Go to MyPillow.com and click on Radio Listener Specials and use the promo code KMC. That's MyPillow.com, promo code KMC, or 800-504-2641.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Very interesting show today, and I'm very grateful for everybody that came on. And if you missed any part of it, which if you don't listen directly in the New York area, you may have missed the segment with Doug Becker talking about a Christian response to the legalizing of marijuana in the state of New Jersey. I would strongly suggest that you go back and we'll make a feature of that, or get the podcast that has that included, because I want that conversation to be had. And available for people to listen to. It's very important because of all that's at stake. I personally, when we're talking about the weed issue in America today and its increasing push to be legalized in so many different ways, I keep coming back to a basic question. How does doing that make our culture and society better, stronger, smarter, more able and capable of taking the steps forward that we need to on everything from innovation of technology to the creation of laws and the things that we need to have a sober mind about? I for people that choose to use it and want to use it, that's your choice between you and your God and your conscience and the law. But if none of those things were in play, the larger question would still remain. How does it make you, in fact, more capable, a better person, a more clear thinking person? And one of my great burdens for this world is that we would think as clearly as possible about everything that we are responsible for. The rules of life and the laws of the land. If we are in fact the Caesar, if we are in fact the governing body, we the people, then doesn't it become incumbent upon us as we the people to be as serious as possible about that task? And that's my concern. So I want to just make sure that you have access to that. And by the way, there's a lot more that you get access to when you subscribe to the podcast. All of our feature material, all of every show we ever do is up there. And as now tens of thousands of people are every day going and availing themselves of the entire catalog of things in our podcast universe. We make them free. We never put them behind a paywall. Please go to SoundCloud.com and check them out for yourself. Absolutely no cost. You can also subscribe on iTunes or TuneIn or any other podcast aggregator that you enjoy using. We're in just about every place. And if we're not on your favorite podcast aggregator, let me know. We'll get it listed there. All right, Captain McCullough, thank you for being with us, and we will be back with you on tomorrow's broadcast. Until then, think clearly. We'll see you.